Welcome to the Bipolar Excellence Podcast, helping high-functioning bipolar people find and use the positive aspects of bipolar to build their passion projects. I'm your host, Ken Jensen. Please always keep in mind, I do not offer any treatment advice. I am not a trained medical professional. This podcast and its adjoining website contain my experiences, thoughts, and opinions about bipolar. Always seek the advice of a medical professional when dealing with any mental illness. On with the show. Welcome to the Bipolar Excellence Podcast, episode 28. I know where I'm headed, but need help getting there. This is part of the Life of an Outsider series. You'll find a link to the series in the footer of the website, bipolarexcellence.com. I think we're all pretty clear here. No matter what you're trying to do, you're going to need some help. I'm pretty sure that's why you're listening to this episode right now. And whatever it is you're doing, you got as far as you could get on your own with whatever you're doing, all of life really, but you've gotten yourself this far, and if you could get further, you'd have done so. What I mean by that is, if you're here listening to this, you've probably taken a few stabs, or maybe a few dozen stabs, at turning some kind of passion of yours into a big dream, a big vision, a big project that reaches more lives than just your own. Or just gets, you might just be looking for a reaction from the world. You just want to be heard. You still need the world. I'm not a big fan of the world in the general sense of what most people, I'm an introvert. I'm an extroverted introvert. What most people spend time talking about not only doesn't interest me, it pains me. I like being around interesting people doing interesting things, not talking about the common everyday crap that's on the news or in social media, whatever it is that keeps the hoi polloi entertained. Go look up that word. People focus on the wrong stuff for the wrong reasons, and they'll do it till they're in the grave. And that terrifies me and bores me and hurts me, and I don't even want to hear it or be around them if that's all they've got to say. If that's all they're striving to do or be. But you need even sometimes some of those people. For certain tasks, you're going to need the regular folk to help you. For other tasks, you're going to need somebody who's above you, ahead of you somehow, either directly, or you're going to need to learn about how they did it indirectly, even if they've never heard of you or meet you. And if you're trying to achieve a big goal of any sort, you should be looking for outside help. If you know where you're headed, you're so far ahead of where I was for almost 20 years, I commend you. I never knew where I was headed. I had an idea. I spent too many years running away from stuff rather than running toward anything. I did run toward things, but it was either an abstract situation or it just wasn't right for what it was I wanted out of life. And I didn't even know it, because you don't know what you don't know. So if you already know where you're headed, my God, are you in a sweet spot compared to most people? Most. Whether they're high-functioning bipolar or not. If you know you need help, then you're wise and humble in a way that's appropriate. The trouble can come in the form of who you get help from and why. I partnered and learned from a lot of squirrely folks. I got sucked into a lot of dreams following somebody who was leading me that had nothing to do with what I wanted out of life. And I couldn't tell because I was having such a good time working with and for these people. I couldn't even see that I wasn't getting anywhere because the process was fun. I've paid many tens of thousands of dollars to either coaches in an industry that was never correct for me, or simply people selling some sort of system or another to help me figure this all out and turn it into something that I could create a business out of that never led anywhere. I've also pursued things just to make money because I was smart enough to do whatever was involved. I knew the market was there. I knew the income potential was there. It wasn't what I really wanted to do, but I figured it was close enough and it's got to be better than doing just a job. And this is totally correct. This is true. And I think many of you might win on that front if you pursued something like that. But I know for me, if it wasn't what I was meant to do, it ultimately failed. The simpler lesson I came to learn was, if I do something purely for money, bad as I might need it, it's the wrong thing to do. It's not going to work. I'm going to even lose money. The only gain in any of this is the wisdom, the learning that comes through massive amounts of suffering and failure and being unaware. And even after listening to me and following anything I talk about, a large portion of you are still going to go down that path, and I've probably got a certain amount of it left in me as well. It's just part of learning. You just keep moving. Just keep moving. Just keep moving. Even when you fuck up, just keep moving. Pick apart why you fucked up later, because it's important and your biggest lessons are to be had inside understanding why the fuck up took place. That's where you're going to, that's, you'll learn things there college can never teach you. But as far as getting help and have it being healthy and correct for what your needs are as a person and in alignment with whatever your goals are that are larger than you, you simply need a coach, at least, that matches your energy, that has a past similar to yours, who has faced or is still facing the same sorts of challenges, but is a little further down the road than you are. I might be that guy for you, and one of the ways you can find out is to go to bipolarexcellence.com, sign up for my newsletter, and you'll get a free 11-page PDF called Is Bipolar Disorder a Gift? There are tools in there that I'll lead you to immediately that will start clarifying, helping to clarify where you're at with all of this and who it is you might need to turn to get the help you need to make your vision come true. Might not even be me. I don't really care. Be great if it was, but only if we matched. But a lot of what I share could completely take you out of my realm, at least in a direct sense, and put you on a path where you belong. And I think that's excellent. There's a piece of me that has, and what I do, doesn't have anything to do with money at all. I like to know I treated people well. I like to know if people came to me with an issue, I like to know that what I said helped. And if it caused their life to explode in a really wonderful fashion, I feel pretty damn good about myself. I mean, who wouldn't, right? So go to there. Go to bipolarexcellence.com. Get that PDF and see if something in there get you one step closer to finding out who it is that can help you get where it is you need to go. And I'm going to deal with a question about knowing where you need to go directly with the next episode. See you guys.